Okay.
All right. So this is what I'm putting in the ends. Okay. So is this your end?
Oh, this
that's your end.
Okay. Students at Maggie Barrett's 7th grade science class at West Genesee Middle School are setting up an experiment to look at cells through a microscope.
Okay, this is the same. And now you want the cells, and these are the tetrahymena.
Tetrahymena are single-celled organisms often used to test and mimic impacts of something on human cells. Cornell University's Dr. Donna Cassidy Hanley is senior research associate, and she developed the experiment for the Advancing Secondary Science Education through Tetrahymena program.
And we send them the recondensed vape, and we have them add it to the cells at a level that we know will have an effect.
And we'll see if anything has changed.
Are we drawing
how? Yeah, we can.
So Barrett's students set up the experiment themselves, and they could see if the vapor, recondensed after being vaped to simulate smoking it, was having any effect on the single-cell organism.
Okay, let's see what it looks like after a while.
Okay. Cornell's Cassidy Hanley helped design the experiment initially to see impacts on cells from smoking and drinking alcohol. Now vaping is on the rise, and so are concerns about health impacts.
For example, the e-cigarettes are not required to tell you what all their ingredients are. They can label their liquids, quote, flavorants. And flavorants can be almost anything they want them to be that'll give flavor to their product. And so the kids see flavorants and they think, oh, that's stuff you put in food. Must be safe.
And students don't know what they're getting into. An NIH survey, for example, found 3/4 of high school sophomores didn't know there was nicotine in many e-vapors. As preparation for this experiment, students Devin Dantuono and Lorelei Laskowski learned about some of the potential dangers.
So first of all, in the e-vapor, so you have no clue where this is from because the vapor can be made in any country that like doesn't have health laws. So there are like traces of the chemical formaldehyde and like sometimes little pieces of metal in the vape juice, which can definitely cause problems.
And there's this thing called tar that will get stuck in your chest as you continue to do it because of the nicotine in it will start to affect how fast you start breathing and like how your heart rate goes.
Yep, right there.
Oh my gosh. It's just moving around really slowly in the liquid. Do you want to look at it from China?
Oh my god, that's so cool.
The 8 or so student teams came away from their microscopes, cleaned off their slides, jotted down their notes, and shared what they'd found.
And then once we added the vapor, it started going slower, and they also started kind of like throbbing. They started changing shape.
Yeah.
And they're still moving around a little bit, but as the 5 minutes passed, some literally stopped moving. Some they actually split apart and died.
Science teacher Maggie Barrett agrees this kind of hands-on learning makes a much greater impression than anything from a book or lecture.
It's the great thing about middle school science. There's a lot of aha moments, and I think they were surprised. They also have had some misconceptions. Some didn't realize that the vapor isn't just water.
Cassidy Hanley knows the one-time lesson can have only so much impact, but thinks the unique approach is worth it.
The hope is that we can reach at least some kids who maybe have heard their teachers and their parents and everybody else say vaping is bad for you and have just said, yeah, but my peers are all doing it and peer pressure is stronger than you are saying no. Whereas if they can do something with their hands and actually see this effect, hopefully we can reach a few more.
In 2019, 28% of teens and 11% of middle schoolers say they used e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. The unique learning opportunity is a response to that CDC information that also showed 48 deaths and more than 2,200 hospitalizations last year from vaping. Chris Bolt, WAER News.